We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to the official Wildcat Podcast, presented by Briggs Auto Group and Kansas Land Tire. Now, with almost 50 combined years on the K-State Sports Network, here are your hosts, Wyatt Thompson and Stan Weber.
Hi, everybody. Wildcat Weekly Podcast is back. I'm Wyatt Thompson, voice of the Wildcats, joined by longtime color analyst Stan Weber. It is good to be back, and it's also great to be talking Kansas State football. It's been a rough time with not sports in our world with this COVID-19 issue, but we're going to preview by position K-State football for this coming season and certainly hoping that we play on time. Our podcast today presented by Torgerson Electric, preferred vendor of K-State athletics and the leader in the electrical industry, dedicated to growth and continued quality improvement. Stan joins me now, and Stan, we'll start with one of the real strengths of this Kansas State football team looking ahead to 2020, and that's at quarterback, where Skylar Thompson returns, and that's the biggest deal, I'm certain. This is a guy that's been around a long time, and he's been a very, very productive player for K-State.
No doubt about it, Wyatt. You got a player who has had 27 starts already in his career, and you think back over all the success of the Bill Snyder era. And you got to think long and hard to say, is there anybody who had 27 starts or more? I mean, most of the great quarterbacks for K-State were two-year starters, the Michael Bishops and the Chad Mays of the world. Colin Klein bled over a little bit into a third year. But here you got Skylar Thompson, who has started four times his freshman year, 10 times his sophomore year, and then all 13 games last year. A veteran player who continues to grow, showed great leadership last year in the transition from Coach Bill Snyder over to the new coaching staff. It was great to see how he stepped up, really integrated himself in with the coaching staff, almost like an NFL team or something, where he was the leader of the team and brought everyone along and said, you know, Chris Klieman is going to bring this football team to some special places. Let's believe in him, even though he's new to us. And it really was helpful. Then he went out on the field. And number one, Wyatt, you got to be available to play. That's an important part of being a football player. We can't control it. You know, when we get hit, you might get injured, but it is just such a blessing when you're able to be out there play after play after play. And Skylar Thompson was. He threw the ball better. He led the football team very, very well. And then he also ran with effectiveness. Now, his total yardage may not be Colin Klein, his quarterback coach-like, but I tell you what, he was effective getting 11 touchdowns rushing the football. So Skylar Thompson really was a dual-threat quarterback, but I love when he's in the pocket. He might remind you of guys like Lynn Dickey who are pocket passers. You know, Chad May, able to deliver the ball from the pocket and yet be able to move. It was a nice combination. It was a great season last year. It's been a great career already. But as we gear up and get ready to play football for his senior year, you just continue to expect growth because this kid is working so hard and is so focused at getting better at his craft.
I thought what you said a moment ago in terms of him tying into the new staff was so key to last year's 8-win season. And you just kind of get the sense that, knock on wood, that if he stays healthy, that's only going to continue to grow and get better. I mean, this is a kid, like you say, 27 starts, 32 games played going into his final season. So he's got to be pretty comfortable with things right now for sure.
Yeah, and the thing that you got to do, and the great quarterbacks in the NFL do this, is they know they have full support of the coaching staff, and they know they're the leader, and they know they're the starter. But what you can't do is ever lose that edge that they're still pushing you, and you've got to get better. You know, don't stay stagnant. And I don't think that is a problem at all with Skylar Thompson, and that is a great attribute for a young man to not start taking things for granted, going, yeah, this coaching staff completely believes in me. Now I put 13 games together and got the big win over Oklahoma, got K-State back into bowl territory, did all these things, and, oh, now it's going to be easy. They love me. You know, I'm going to be fine. You can't have that attitude. You got to continue to have that edge. Tom Brady, for instance, you know, a long-term quarterback who's getting ready to play as a 43-year-old this next season for Tampa Bay, you know, never lost his edge that he wanted to be coached. That's the thing, is he wanted to be coached. And Skylar Thompson reminds me of a person like that as well. He's not lost his edge. He wants to be coached from Courtney Messingham, from an offensive coordinator, Colin Klein, and obviously Chris Klieman. Just think about that for a second, Wyatt, as I get on to kind of another subject. How about Skylar Thompson? When you have the ability to be touched that closely by three different guys like that who are right there involved with you every day. The offensive coordinator is a key component of what a quarterback has to understand. But then you got a quarterback's coach, and you got to be in sync with him. And then you have a head coach the same way. I mean, Skylar Thompson's in a great situation where he's being able to be coached by three different guys with three different styles, and you can use the attributes of each of those and make yourself better. And Skylar Thompson wants to be that way. And to continue with the theme that you mentioned, Wyatt, that it's great that he bought in, and that was a big factor in K-State's success and a quick turnaround under first-year head coach Chris Klieman. The second part of that is, not only did he buy in, he now has bought in well enough that he's bringing others with him, if that makes sense. He needs to be a good quarterback. He needs to focus on his play and make the team better. But you know what's happening right now? The other quarterbacks, which we'll talk about in a little bit, they're coming along faster because they see the buy-in that Skylar Thompson has. You know, hey, we got a great coaching staff, the threesome that I just talked about that touched the quarterbacks. What an awesome thing that is. You know, some schools, you have the head coach, offensive coordinator, and quarterback coach is all the same guy, which is okay. But sure, it's nice when you're getting all these people, and when you have a complete buy-in like Skylar does, suddenly the other guys like Jaron Lewis, Nick Ost, they start learning that, hey, this is the kind of buy-in I need to have, complete belief. Let's listen to what these coaches are telling me, and we'll be better. And when the football team has the quarterback room, not just the starting quarterback, but the quarterback room all bought in the way these guys are, Wyatt, it makes a big difference to the football team. And now at a shaky period of football history, I mean, this is unheard of that the coaches don't have access to the players face-to-face at all. They don't get to run into them in the weight room. They don't get to see them and say, hey, how about your classes? You know, it's all virtual. It's all people sitting someplace in their house or apartment, you know, talking to a coach once in a while. How do you stick together? How do you believe and pull through all this? This kind of leadership that Skylar Thompson's shown, the quarterback room now following that, and the whole team, will really be some glue that is going to be pressed. I mean, that glue is going to be tried to be pulled apart. Does K-State have enough of it? I think they do, and that gives K-State a chance to actually move up in comparison with some other teams around the country. By sticking together. So it started with Skylar, but mainly Wyatt, he's got to perform on the field. When the ball's in his hands, throw the ball well, run, those kind of things. You know, leadership's really awesome. I love it. But what's great about football is when that ball snapped, you got to physically be able to make plays, read defenses. And we can talk about all the intangibles, which are awesome. But you know what's really cool to talk about? Skylar Thompson's a good quarterback on the field, throwing the rock. So it's exciting to see him coming back and get a chance to add to that 27 starts.
Yeah, he probably doesn't get the headlines around the league that he should for what he's accomplished. But if you go and take a poll of the coaches in the league, they will tell you what a good player Skylar Thompson is. I thought that was fascinating, too, about what you said about Colin Klein. I think we all understand how good Courtney Messingham is, and he's been around a long time. But I think back to Colin's days as a player, and I remember those teams in 11 and 12. Just, I mean, everybody jumped on his back, and he took them to the promised land in 12. I think that's what you're kind of somewhat describing too. Why wouldn't you want to learn from a guy like that? He's been in those shoes, that's for sure.
Right, and especially with the adversity too, because do you just get a big smile, Wyatt, when you say the words 2011, 2012, and Colin Klein? It's just all the perfect story, like the end of the movie. But Wyatt, it wasn't easy for him. He played wide receiver for a while at K-State. He started a game at Mizzou and then got pulled in the first half and didn't finish out the game. And it wasn't just all roses and fun throughout Colin's career. He had been at K-State a while before things kind of clicked into gear in 2011. And that aspect of it is so valuable because Skylar Thompson has had ups and downs. Oh, guess what, Wyatt? Every player has ups and downs. We don't think about it enough when we're sitting in the press box or the fan in the stands about what they're emotionally going through, how hard it is every day, and when you feel good and when you have an off day and when the coaches are happy with what you do and when they're not. Skylar's gone through a lot of that. And Colin Klein can be a real person to calm him down and say, believe in the process. Don't look at where you are right now if you're struggling. If you don't feel good about whatever aspect of your game or what's going on, just stick with it, because the story could be written where everyone just has a big smile on their face. And that's what you hope. You hope everyone remembers you as, oh, it was easy and he was great, like we do Colin Klein. But, you know, I was a mentor for Colin Klein in the business college, Wyatt, which is a little different than the football relationship that we have with them. And so I know it wasn't easy for Colin throughout his career, yet he kept grinding along. And now the story turned out to be really good and positive because he kept grinding and believing. And I think he's helped Skylar Thompson a lot, you know, off the football field, just the mental preparation of how you go through the ups and downs, how you keep your confidence, how you compete at a high level. Why we think of these guys when they're the starters as our guys. But you know what? When they were third string, they're our guys too, but they had to fight through the second string and then get up to the first string guy and beat him out. And it's not easy because these are guys you're right with, you eat with, they're your friends, yet you're competing with. It is a weird thing to try to work and be a starter and yet be a good teammate. So there's a lot that goes into it. Colin Klein's lived it, and I think he's done a great job of helping Skylar Thompson on those aspects of his life and game.
You're listening to the Wildcat Weekly Podcast, this week's show presented by Torgerson Electric. Stan, five other quarterbacks on the current K-State roster. You mentioned a couple of them a moment ago, Jaron Lewis and Nick Aust. I'll ask you specifically here about Nick to begin with. The fact that he's played some, even though it's just a little bit in five games a year ago, I think that's invaluable. He's been on the field, has the feel of it. You got that's such a big factor in my mind. How do you see that?
Yeah, well, walking out there and taking a snap is completely different than all the practice reps you get. So you make a great point right there. And as we talk about Nick Aust, you know, first of all, you got to understand a couple things about this player. He's in his fourth year with the Wildcats, so he's a veteran. He's been around. He grew up in Kansas, Cimarron. His dad was a college football player, David Aust, or Didi, as we called him, was a starting defensive back, Wyatt, in the earlys when I played. So I know his family, his parents very well. He knows about what it means to be a K-State football player. He's grown up with it his whole life, and that also helps. Getting some reps helps. But I'll tell you another thing that makes Nick Aust's chances of being better good. You know, not only is he 6'5 and have a good arm, a good head on him, and a really great concentration level, some experience on the field, Wyatt. The other thing is that happened to him that was very big, and we'll see if this comes out at all, is the fact that he was, for the second half of the season, basically that period of time, the backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me tell you why. It's a big difference. When you're in the quarterback room, you're all competing. You're all working the best you can. I mean, you're trying the best you can. But something happens differently when the prospect of you going out on that field and having to do something for your team, for the K-State Wildcats, when that becomes real, there's a nervousness that comes around, a tension that helps you actually get more engaged. You can't make this up, Wyatt. When you're a young fourth-string quarterback and you may be a star someday, you just don't have that nervousness and edge of when you're the backup and say, if Skylar Thompson hurts his toe or something, gets the wind knocked out of him, I'm in the game and I've got to go win this thing for K-State. Nick Aust experienced that. And that's really going to be valuable because when you're the backup quarterback and here's a walk-on kid who probably, you know, dreamt of being the backup quarterback or starter at K-State, but last year it was real. Every time they went out to warm up, it was like, if something happens to Skylar, I got to know the whole game plan. I really got to know the coverages. I got to know the strengths and weaknesses of the opponent. So, Wyatt, that's really helpful. That makes sense. Nick Aust lived that during the latter part of the football season last year as the guy who was going to go out on the field for the Wildcats, and that should help in his development because you need experience, and he doesn't have a lot. Let's don't act like he has a lot of experience. But every day he has a mental rep with that edge, that nervousness, is a better rep. So Nick Aust has really moved himself up to give him a chance to battle for the backup position at K-State and still dream of being a starter someday for the Wildcats.
No doubt. By the way, he was first-team academic All-Big 12 a year ago, played in five games. Let's talk about Jaron Lewis to wrap it up here in terms of, you know, guys that could potentially see the field this year. Jaron, of course, redshirted a year ago. You know a lot about this kid. He was an all-stater in the state of Missouri as a senior. Really good-looking young athlete.
It's still fun to say he's from Columbia, Missouri, isn't it, Wyatt?
Isn't that where
Missouri plays football?
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, a nice little statement. Jaron Lewis has a very good arm, good accuracy. He has some great components that he can work off, can move well in the pocket. But he's at the other end of the spectrum right now. He's still got to work a little bit more to get more experience. But the thing is don't forget that he got a spring ball last year. And now the fact that we are not going to have spring football this year, Wyatt, really reminds you how important it was that he got a spring last year to get into the rhythm of what that's like and those reps in addition to the fall. Because when you get to the fall, you've really got to work on beating the opponent. There's just extreme focus. There's not a lot of practice time. So you can try to develop your players, and the coaching staff does a great job of doing it, but not like you get reps in the spring. So that was important for Jaron Lewis, and he is a scholarship player who can make a push as well. He has a real opportunity to be the backup quarterback. It'll be fun to watch Nick Aust and Jaron Lewis battle for playing time and their spot in what they need to do as backup quarterbacks. And then, you know, they're not alone because as a freshman who is on campus for, well, they were on campus for a little while, but Will Howard, you know, highly touted recruit as well from Downington, Pennsylvania. Here's another kid, Wyatt, that really is really more mature than probably his age. I don't know if he's 17 or 18 years old right now. I haven't really checked on that. But, you know, he has a real ability to mentally focus in, throws the nice balls, accurate, has the size. And you hope that he's able to redshirt this year, get in only four games, and be able to keep as much eligibility as possible. But he'll be a factor as well because of the inexperience of Nick Aust and Jaron Lewis. You know, he's not that far behind when it comes to reps in big-time football at the Big 12 level. So those three guys will be factors after you get past Skylar Thompson.
Yeah, and just a final thought on Will Howard. You mentioned a Pennsylvania kid, a pro-style quarterback in some eyes and a dual-threat quarterback in others. He was number 13 pro-style by 24/7 Sports and number 26 dual-threat by ESPN. Looking forward to seeing him. He was the Southeastern Pennsylvania Player of the Year just one football season ago. Well, that'll wrap up today's show on talking about K-State quarterbacks presented by Torgerson Electric. On next week's show, we'll talk running backs. For Stan Weber, I'm Wyatt Thompson. Thanks so much for listening, and go Cats.
This has been the official Wildcat Podcast, presented by Briggs Auto Group and Kansas Land Tire. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation.